All right. We went through yesterday the Gemara just on a very basic level. We have the Gemara discussing the Machlokes, Rav Yossi, and the Chachamim, the Tanakama, in the case of Makif and Nikif. The Tanakama speaks about the fact that if the Makif does only three walls, for Rashi, we're talking about the walls in between the Makif on the outside, the Nikif on the inside. And at that point, there hasn't been a fourth wall built. So at that point, ein mechayvino, so the Nikif has no responsibility to pay. He has not received any benefit. Rabbi Yossi continues and says, im amad, and here is a question whether we read explicitly the word im amad Nikif or just im amad, and gadar servius, then megalgan lav es hakol. Then the Nikif has to pay for everything. He has to chip in his share, that is, for everything. Now, amad could mean amad nikif, and that would obviously, for sure, be, if it said amad nikif, we know it's amad nikif. If it doesn't say amad nikif, but it certainly would suggest amad is the nikif. The question is, what about the makif? So until we get to the last lashon of the Gemara, we're going to assume, as the Gemara states right in the beginning, that is, number one, halacha k'Rav Yossi, and further, lo shna im amad nikif lo shna amad makif. That means to say that the halacha is that the nikif has to pay his share once he's getting a benefit, once the fourth wall is built, doesn't matter who built it. Those are the words of the Gemara. So we discussed the first shiur already 2 days ago, the idea that the chidush, the chiv of the nikif to pay is the idea of nene. That's why it connects to the sugya of zenene zelachaser in the Gemara Bava Kama. And we went on to say with the Tosfos in Bava Kama Kuf Aleph and the Shach that nene generally has certain parameters, which at first glance we don't have over here, based on the Tosfos klal, that it has to be that it was a maisa behemto or a nene gufo. Then we had the Shach that brought in the notion called Yored, and if someone actually gives the Hana, he's Mashbiach, Nichsi Chavero, like a person's Yored Tosfei Chavero, Ta, Shalom Bershus, there's a basis for the person to be compensated, and that's because that also fits within the parameters as well. If I'm giving you the Hana, so it could be that you took the Hana, or I gave you the Hana, that's a Mechayev. But now we had a question within the Shitas Rabbi Yossi where he says the word Hakol. The word Hakol of Rabbi Yossi suggests, according to Rav Huna, Lefi Mashigada. That is to say, whatever the expenses that were laid out, the Nikav has to shear at that point, right? Once there's a fourth wall that's built, at this point it doesn't matter who built it, so then he has to shear in the half of the course. And we explained yesterday that the Chi of Nene is not measured by some objective standard about, well, what would you put a price tag on what the guy got. It has to do with what he got is not the shmira, he got a gidur. He got an enclosure. So now the price tag is, I gave you a gidur, I spent X amount for it. I could have overpaid, I could have underpaid, but I gave you a gidur. And it's for me and for you. So you have to pay for that benefit, meaning half the gidur, half the price that was laid out. That is Rav Huna. Chiya Barav, on the other hand, comes and says that Rav Yossi's Hakol doesn't mean mamish half the hotzos. Rather, lefid mekanen bezol, which means that he has to pay what it would cost, his share of what it would cost if it were just made out of kanim as opposed to stone. Kanim are far less expensive. And he adds bezol because that's something that's even less expensive, a discount price. Whether the bezol goes on the first sheet as well, that was the Rabbeinu Yonah, two ways to explain whether the bezol is even within Havanim or not. But either way, Chiya Barav says you don't have to pay Lufi Mashigada. And from here, we get to the Shaka Vitarya, the Gemara, within the Machlokes, Tanakama Rav Yossi, has to be around something. So Rav Huna, it makes perfect sense. We can work out what the Machlokes is. Rav Yossi being Machmir. Chiya Barav, the Gemara presents numerous ways to explain the Machlokes. So let's go slowly now that we read yesterday the whole Gemara. Let's go slowly first, just a little bit more about Rav Chiya Barav, and then Ukimta by Ukimta in the Gemara, and then of course we'll get to the last one, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and try to work out the differences between the two ways to read the Girsa, the Gemara, Makif and Nikif Ika Beinai. So, Chiyah Barav Svara, and again, everything we're doing is going to be retraced and revisited. I mean, you understand that's what we're doing, building a sugya. Like, we're going to see more Tosis, we're going to have to obviously, you know, present more about it, but just little by little. Chiyah Barav Svara, what is it based on? Feed the Mekana Bezol. L'chayra, the person spent whatever he spent for stones. What do you tell, what does the guy say? Oh, I'm only paying you my share of a wall enclosure of Mekana Bezol. Why? Why should that be? Why doesn't he have to pay if he mashe got that? Why does it have to be half of the stone walls? And don't forget, we're assuming now the fourth wall was built. Let's assume the Makif, make it simpler. The Makif built the fourth wall. So Makif built the fourth wall. So all four walls are built by the Makif of stone. Comes the Nikif and says, yeah, I have to pay. Why am I paying? Because I'm Nen, right? Okay, so the Hana was Hana of an enclosure of stone, which cost, he got a gidur of stones. He got an enclosure of stones. They cost what they cost. No, I don't have to pay to make kind of bezol. Where's that coming from? So Rashi gives us what to work with. Rashi says, because he has a claim. What is his claim? L'didi sagili, Rashi says, begeder kanin. The efshi bot sashel geder avonin. I suffice with a token wall, accomplish what stone wall accomplishes. As far as I'm concerned, the animals we kept out, trespassers won't come in. Kanin do the trick for me. I don't need to pay for, I don't have to spend for avonim. So you spent for avonim, good. But why do I have to pay for half of that? So let's just explain a little better. So what does that mean? What does it ultimately boil down to? What is the hana that he can claim I got from what you did for me? Now, what's the basis for the chiyuv?
Function.
The nen, right, oh, function. The nen, I'm nen, what's called my hana? You gave me an enclosure. How do we assess what is my revach? What is my benefit from that enclosure? What is it? What is that worth for me?
And I built it myself.
If I would have built, what I built myself, I would build myself with kana. So that's how you'd measure what I got from what you gave me, not what you spent, but what I would have spent. Therefore, I pay half of all four walls were they to be kana. But not Lufi Mashigot and Bezol, because I would get it cheaper. Okay, so let's proceed with this. Okay, this is how Rashi is masbirin, and there may be other ways of going with Rashi. So let's proceed in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so we have Rav Huna, Bedas Rav Yossi, Kofi Mashigoda, that's the Hakol. And we have Chiyah Barav, who says, no, it's only Hakol to make kind of Bezol. So the Gemara says, let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama speaks about the Makif who went and did three walls and leaves us hanging a machayvin also and doesn't tell us what would be with a fourth wall. The inference is clear. Ha-Revius. Ha-Revius means who would do the Revius? The Makif. Because he did three, and now you stop at that. Hey, Machayvin. So if I would do four, if the Makif would do four, Machayvin. Then we have Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Im Amad, okay, either you can read the word Nikif or not read the word Nikif, but the Gemara holds it doesn't matter at this point. Im Amad, whoever it is, if it says Nikif, but who did Makif, and if it doesn't say Nikif, it's the same either way. V'gadar Megam Sakol. So, in what do Rav Yossi and the Chacham disagree? After all, the Makif did four walls, the Tanakhama would agree that Nikif has to pay. Rav Yossi says the same thing. What? The Tanakhama would hold that Nikif would be different? Rav Yossi clearly spoke about a case of Mama Nikif, whether the Gira Sefarashi was that way. But Rashi says that can't be, because it's a Kal V'chomer. If the Tanakhama would say Nikif has to pay when he, the Makif, makes the fourth wall, and certainly the Nikif doesn't. So that can't be the Machlokas. So, and Rav Yossi presumably is adding something to the Tanakhama. Says Gemara, well, Rav Huna is perfect. Because Rav Huna learned in Rav Yossi that the Hakol means half of the Hotzos, half the expenses of what was spent by the Makif for the fences. So that's Rabbi Yossi. But the Tanakhama didn't go that far. All we see in the Tanakhama is that the Nikav would have to pay if the Makiv did the fourth wall. But how much would he pay? Well, he'd say, I pay what it would cost if I did the wall myself to make kind of a zone. So Rav Huna says, what you, Achir Barav, hold in Rabbi Yossi, I can see that's the Tanakhama. But that's good for the Machokes. Rabbi Yossi is coming to say, no, as Hakol, emphasizing Hakol, you pay half the hotzos. So Rav Huna has a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara, but what about Achir Barav? Achir Barav, he learns that even Rabbi Yossi, he says Hakol, he doesn't mean half the expenses of the Makif, only to make kind of a zol. So then comes that the Tanakhama is also implying that he'd have to pay if the Makif did all four. So what would that be? Then what's the machokis? So here we have three possibilities, one by one. Possibility number one is there's something less than the Mekanet. Something which would cost even less. It's not even an enclosure, but it accomplishes what an enclosure accomplishes. What is that? What is that called? Agar Netira. What's Agar Netira? Wages for a shomer. So what does that mean? That Rav Yossi says that if the Makiv goes now and builds a fourth wall, the Nikiv has to pay half the share of the Mekan and Bezol. He doesn't have to pay half of what was spent. Chiyah Barav says not only the Mekan and Bezol, that's what he has to pay, half of that. Because that would be for him a good enough enclosure. Tanakhama says even less than that. Tanakhama says, if the Makiv does a fourth wall, the Nikiv has to pay. What? The amount, his share of a shomer. Interesting. So what's the machokas? Rav Yossi says, no. He has to pay half of a gidur, not half of the function of a gidur. A gidur can be a vanim, that does have to pay. A gidur can be kanin, or it can have... It can be not a gidur at all, but serve the same function. Basically, what does a shomer do? It keeps out people from outside, keeps out the animals. Hire a shomer. Doesn't cost as much as even the mekan. So what's the Tanakhama going to say? That's all he has to pay. He can say, so what's the svara here? So I would just put in, doesn't say this in Rashi, but I would just put in what Rashi puts in with the sheet of the mekanim. What's the argument of the mekanim? Why the mekanim? Because he's going to say, for me, it's good enough not to have to have a wall of stone. I can use a wall of mekanim. I can use that. With Efshiba Avan. So now, with the Tanakhama, with Nchir Barav, the first Pshat Gemara, why does he not have to pay the mekanim either? Because what will he say? Pshat, what do you say? For me, what would I pay? I'd be for guard. So again, plugging it into what is the machai here, Nen? What is the hanah of this enclosure that you can now say that this Nikiv got? What was the hanah that he has to pay back for, that he owes? What's the hanah? The hanah of, it was an enclosure made, but the hanah is, to me, what it is the guard, price of a guard. And what did Rav Yossi hold? Now, you have to define it in terms of what you have. Now, it does have to be the same material, but you have, what he gave you is a gidur. So, an enclosure. So, you can't go switching to a different template. It has to be within the template of a gidur, of enclosure. You can talk about a lower quality enclosure, call it the mekanim. But you can't suddenly say, I got a tira. That seems to be, again, maybe you have to explain it better, but this seems to be the nekuda. Can he even say, I don't even need a physical gidur. I'll use the virtual gidur. I'll use the security system of the shomer. I don't need to have the actual physical thing. I have a person. Of course, even less. So this is possibility number one. So we have Chiyah Barav working out Machokes, Yossi, and the Chacham. So far? Question, so far. Yeah.
Isn't Agar Netira a recurring cost? I can understand how that would be less.
Why would it be less? So Rashi seems to think it's because he doesn't have to be there all year round. So it's not as kavua. In other words, the fence is there all year round. So I guess it costs, you have to have a sturdy fence even to make kanin. The Rashi seems to think that it was only during the time that the animals would be more likely to come in. I think that was the mashmos in Rashi. Rashi says, So I guess the time that the things are not growing, that things are not, it's not the season for the harvest, you could say, then you don't need anybody. Again, the animal's not going to be tempted to come in. Maybe that's why, because it's only for a short amount of time.
I mean, year after year.
It is true. Here it's a one-time investment. Interesting, right? It's a one-time investment. But I guess the people didn't take that much money to just sit around and do nothing, right? Can I tell you? I don't know. That seems to be less. And it kind of get wear out after a while also, so you have to replace it. So I guess in balance, it's still less. Yeah.
I was wondering, within what Rebbe was just saying just now in terms of the Shomer Makloves, for the Tanakama, meaning is the payment for the Shomer, does the Shomer end up doing as good a job as the Wadi, or ends up being less?
I mean, look, does Kanan do as good a job as Havanim? As long as it's standing, I guess, you know. Good. But I guess Shomer does a job, you know. Why is a Shomer? A Shomer is the function of the Shomer is going to accomplish the same function as the enclosure itself. It'll be a barrier. He'll chase them away. It costs less. Quality-wise, well, does it less the job? I don't know. I mean, make people feel better with an enclosure. I guess they could think that the enclosure is, you know, it doesn't fall asleep. It is what it is, you know. Shomer could be, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Can Shomer be like some kind of Ebed, and then for it's only one purchase, and you just own?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say that. It doesn't sound that way. I don't know. We think the Shomer. Yeah.
Is he saying that he would be fine with a Shomer on the one open side, or instead of all four walls?
No, he's saying it in everything. He's saying that, you know, he has to pay for the benefit that he feels this enclosure does for him, which is keeping out animals, let's say. So that benefit can be achieved through Shomer, and I think even that could be split in half. In other words, I would have to give my share of the Shomer's price, whatever the going price of the Shomer is. But it's far less, apparently, or less, let's just say, than to make Kanan. That seems to be clear. I mean, that's the hierarchy here. There's Masha Hotzi, the Makif, there's to make Kanan. And then we're shifting now to Agan Atir. Again, I don't see this in Rashi with the Disagiri, but I'm plugging it in. You see where I'm going. Rashi explains Kanim as, for me, that's good enough. So what's the Svar of Agan Atira? For me, that's good enough. I don't need even to have a physical Gider. I can have a virtual Gider in the case of a Shomer. So therefore, what is my benefit of this enclosure that you gave me, this Gidur that you gave me? It's measured in terms of what a Shomer would provide. Because this is the Shomer. Okay, you have a physical thing, and I'm telling you a person. It's still less money than even to make Kanan. So that's according to Tanakam. This is the first suggestion for Achiyah, but I want to get, of course, to the third one. Second one. Let's go one by one. Now, let's look more carefully at the second Afgamina. Second, Ibay is Ema. Rishona Shnei Shlishis Ika Beinayu. Tanakam is Sava Reviyasu Diyavlei. So Gemara doesn't explain the Svara, but Gemara just states the Nafkamina would be. Again, the assumption as well is, who's the Machmir? Who's the Machmir? Rav Yossi. So first we said, Rav Yossi's Dmei Kanan B'Zol is a Chumra vis-a-vis Tanakama, who had even less than that, Agar Natira. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not about that, it's about whether this, now that the fourth one has been built, the fourth was Mipa de Makif, does the Nikif have to pay for all four? Or for only the fourth one? What's going on? The fourth one provided the benefit, because until that was built, it was still open. But obviously, now that the fourth one's built, the benefit is obviously a function of all four walls. But three walls were built initially, and then the fourth wall was built afterwards. So Rabbi Yossi says, now that you have to pay your share, and not as half the hotzos, but to make kind of bizol, that which Achi Barab says, but you have to pay half of make kind of bizol for four walls. But Tanakama thought, no. There's a diuk. Haravias mechayvin. What's mechayvin? Only the fourth wall. Why? Why not for the first three? So not so pashit. Rashi says something. We'll see other ways to learn. Rashi says, because those first three walls, there was a certain he was already clear of that. It was three wolves were there, and they accomplished absolutely nothing. The fact that there's a fourth open area to go through means that nothing happened. So that fact that the three wolves were built and nothing, there's no basis to be make me chayev. So therefore, that gives me, that takes me off the hook. So therefore, where's the benefit? The God reveals, then, so who goes and does the reveals? So who does the reveals? Okay, if he does the reveals, then he certainly doesn't pay anything more. If the makif does the reveals, then what? No. So then what? Then the nikif will have to pay. What will have to pay toward?
That one wolf.
That's it. And Rav Yossi says, once the fourth wolf is built, so he has to pay half of everything on what level? So what's the svara of yatsa zaka beis? Rashi doesn't use the terminology that the Rishonim bring in here, the Ben Yona, but Rashi alludes to it, and the Baal HaMorah says it explicitly, as does the Ben Yona. They connect this to a Gemara in Yevamos. There, the Gemara discusses a question of Kan Dina versus Hadar Dina. Now, start reading the Gemara Yevamos. At first glance, it's hard to know if it's such a perfect analogy. Rashi's lashon is yatsa mehem zakai beis. Rabbi Yona brings in the lashon of Kam Dina. Rashi's al Piresh. Actually, maybe mention it from the beginning also. Let's see. Okay, yeah, Rashi's up here, so leave the other pshat. Let's go. We're going with Rashi now. Ki time the Tanakama, to come back to see other pirushim. But Rashi says, time the Tanakama, ho v'yartza mi beiz ben zakai ala shalosh. Lefi shalo yonena hanikah ben b'shosh amet b'din alein. Ki m'shoi parts b'ruch beiz. If there'd be a psak din at that point, nikif, you owe, you don't know. No. Hilkoch shuvei mechaiven also, api sh'amet v'gadar serviyas l'besof. Nimtza achshav shenikav nena me'arbata. Rav Yossi Savar Hadar Dina, here puts in Hadar Dina, ki mitchila pitaruhu, that which he was officially exempted and based in the first time, what was it based on? What logic? V'shelo nena b'mechitzos. He hadn't gotten hana yet. V'achshav shenena mehen aydig et erviz, mischai b'kula. And that's the lashon mishnah. The fourth wasn't yet made till later. Now, where do you find this inyan of Hadar Dina versus Kam Dina? He says Hadar Dina. Baal Mar says in the first Kam Dina. Where's it come up? And let's see if you think it's a perfect analogy. So, what is the assumption? They went to Beis Din after three walls, and Beis Din said, "Mr. Nikif, you don't have to pay a penny." Now, the fourth wall is built, and now, what? The makif wants the nikif to pay for all of them, his share in all of them, to make kind of. And Tanakama would say, no, because I'm already putter from the first three, so you can't reopen that old din Torah. The old din Torah already gave me a formal exoneration to have to pay for those three. The only thing that's on the table right now to discuss is what? Is wall number four. That's Kam Dina. Hadar Dina means that no, the implications of what we have now force us to revisit the previous din Torah. The previous din Torah was based on what premise? Why did I say Nikav is Pater then? Because he didn't have benefit. Now that we see there is a benefit, the benefit is from all four. So now we have to, you might say, reopen what was the din Torah before. But that's what it sounds like. Why am I saying that? Because that's what it sounds like in the Gemara Yevamos. What's the Shaila there? There's a situation, it starts with this. Safik v'yavam, which means like this. You have a person who is a safik, whether he was the son of the person who died, or the second husband. The woman lost her husband, she remarried, so we have what's called Safik Ben Tes L'Rishon Ben Zayin L'Acharon, these kinds of situations. You don't know if it was a 7-month baby to the second husband or a 9th month baby to the first husband. That's called Safik. Possibly, the Safik says, Anah Bar Misna. He says, I'm the son of that person who died. The Yavam, who's the brother, says, Yavam is a brother, because there's always Yavam, if there's no children, he's called the Yavam. No, you're my son. That's the grand. That's how it starts. V'leschach v'lomidi v'nechsai. Because who's the only Yoresh? The brother, because there's no children. Who are you? You're my son. So what do you say? What's the psak going to be in this Yerusha? Does the Safik, he argues, I get everything, I'm the son. If there's a son, then the brother gets nothing. The brother says, you're my son, your nephew. So who gets everything? The brother. There's no son. So that's how it starts. So the psak is, Havi, guys, so the Gemara? Maman amuta b'safik, maman safik chokin. So the first din Torah was between, again, the Safik and the Yavam in the nachasim of the brother of the Yavam. And the Safik might be his son or might be his nephew. So because we don't know, so we say Chokin. So Misafik, half of the Yerusha goes to the Safik, but maybe he should get everything, but we don't know. Maybe he should get nothing. So he gets half. The Yavam, also maybe he should get everything. If the Safik is his son, maybe he should get nothing. If the Safik is the son of the dead person, so Chokin. So that was the Psak at this point. A little later on, here's what happened. The Yavam died. Now the Yavam has his assets, which also include half of the original estate that was left by his brother, plus whatever other assets he has. And he has a lot of Yerusha. Now he has children, and is also the Safik, who now wants to make the argument, who am I? I'm one of the brothers. I'm your brother. Now, to his benefit, to say that he's, this is a classic Yavamis, we're both saying, you understand? Okay, Cheshbon is like this. He says, I am, this, even though it's the fourth parak, but it's these types of situations. I am one of your brothers, and I'm entitled to, even that percentage is to his benefit to get in the estate of this Yavam that died. So here's what happens. Safik ubine yavam, this is a few lines after the first story I told you. Safik ubine yavam, shebo lachok binichse yavam, rabasar de plag yavam binichse misna. I repeat. Safik ubine yavam, shebo lachok binichse yavam, the Safik and the children of the yavam who are coming to divide the nichse yavam. When the basar after the palag yavam b'nichsimis, there was a first in Torah that the yavam and the Safik end up splitting the estate of the brother of the yavam, because we don't know if it was all magia to the yavam, the brother, or to the Safik who was his son. We don't know, so that was split. Now this yavam dies and he has children, and the Safik wants to also get a stake, because now his argument is going to be that he's one of the brothers, he's entitled to a share of this. B'nei yavam amri, the b'nei yavam say, I see Raya de Achuna at Ushkol. Prove that you're a brother, meaning that your father is our father. Because here, of course, if he's really the brother, if he's not the son of the Yavam, he's really what?
Son of the original Mace.
Right, son of the original Mace, meaning what to the Yavam?
His nephew.
Cousin, what?
That's the Yavam, his nephew.
Nephew. Right. So now, prove that you're our brother, Uskol. Amalu Husafik. Manaf Sheikhu. Either way, you have to surrender something to me. Here's why. Iachuchon ana. If I'm your brother, meaning I'm a son of your father, then Havli Mansa Badaichu, which is what he liked. He wants a share in this big pie. V'ibar misnana, if you think I'm not your brother, then who am I really? I'm to you.
Son of the original mace.
Then havli palga de palga vuchan badai. Then that original half that he got wasn't magia lo, the first in Torah, the manamutta v'savik chokin, should not have gone to him. So part of this should be extracted from our din Torah and be given to me. I should have gotten everything to begin with. This is what he says. Look at Rashi. Obviously, he says if he gets a share now with the brothers, he'd have to surrender what? The half that he got before. But he's happy to do that because the pie right now is much bigger than the original pie of what he got the Yerusha. So, okay, I'll give you that back, but I'll end up coming out ahead. So Rashi points out. Otherwise, like, why is it beneficial to him to get now and give up from before? But he's going to get more out of now. It says, because don't forget, it's going to be a division now of all the brothers, which includes the original thing. So he's going to get some of that back also from his proportion of what he is now. So he says, right? And Rashi says, that there's a lot more to the pie right now, to the nechasim of the yavam, than there was originally. So for him, it's more than kedai to say, I want to get now from the nechse yavam. So now comes the machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Abba Amar Rav Kamdina, Rav Yirmiya Amar Hadardina. And from this thing more goes on, I'll try to tie it to Mishnah and Ksuvis. Olam de Shesugya in the Gemara. Kamdina versus Hadardina. Rashi. Kamdina. The first sheet in the Gemara of Abba Amar Rav Kamdina. What Kamdina means? The original Psak Din is what? Is locked in. It's not going to be reversed. It can't be reversed. We can't use that to be. You can't use the shaila now, which even though it's somehow impacting on the original din Torah, to revisit and reopen the original din Torah. That's called kamdin. Rashi, acha shenase din b'nichsi ames. Once there was a psak din of that, ein zayachal lachzor la'arer aleihem u'mashahu shoa b'nichsi yavam. I mean, I see right. So looking out fresh. Now you want to get a shear? They tell him bring a raya, otherwise you can't. That's kamdina. But if I'm not getting, doesn't that mean that it was illegitimate that he got all before? Because the whole argument that you have to say that I shouldn't get anything now is to say that I was, it would logically mean I was entitled to everything before. But no, that doesn't change. That stays what it was, and this stays what it is. Hadardina means umahadri le paga de nirse misna o palaku nirse bishav. In other words, in a chanami, something has to give. Okay, so now it says Rabbi Yonah, Midas Rashid, and Malamor, that this is what this Ukimta, the Gemara, Ukimta number 2, is going to hinge on. This Machlokas. Now let's think of the parallel, how it sounds to you. Three walls were made by the Makif, based in Paskins. Nikif, you're Pater. You haven't gotten benefit. Now comes the fourth wall. Now there's benefit. Do you have to pay just for the fourth wall, which is the issue at stake now? Or do we say now, well, no, the money, if the fourth wall is provided now security to you, Shmira, then really you've gotten, really you really should be getting, paying for all the three. But you're parted from that already. Just like over here. Now, think about it. Does it sit well with you? Yes, in some ways, in a loose way, yes. You know, it's connecting, it's going to impact on before. But seemingly, in our case, l'chor is a very big difference between that case and our case. When you had three walls, is a pshad you a putter, or there isn't enough to mechayev you? You putter. Or there isn't a basis, you had no benefit. Now, what happened? You have a fourth wall. Now, what's happening? What does that mean about this? The three walls didn't give you anything yet. You didn't get a benefit yet from it. But now that the fourth wall is built, what's giving you the benefit? Wall four or all four walls? All four. So is it really about opening up the old din Torah? Reopening it? Or is it about a new din Torah right now? Right now we have four walls. They're giving you a benefit. They didn't have enough of a siva to mechayev you. Over there, there was a psak. You are entitled to only half misafik. Maybe you should get nothing. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're a son of the Yavam. Maybe you're a son of the guy. Okay, half. That's it. So that's a psak. Here, the psak is based on it's, so. But now the psak would could be impacted by what's happening later on. Here, the psak is you have not gotten benefit. Now there is benefit for all four. It's a new din Torah, if you will. Now the din Torah is all four. There are four woes that give me benefit. What does it mean I became pater? If I didn't have the protection from the three, now I have protection from the four. Why is that called hader dina? Why am I chayiv now? Because I have the protection of four walls. Before there were three walls, now it's four walls. So why would it be so pashit to say that the psak on the three is now not allowing us to look at this story fresh? You see what's bothering me, Bosai? What can help us? What can help us a little bit here? Something we said yesterday I think could help us about the nature of Nenna. What can help us? Yeah?
When we were learning the case in Bava Kamma, when we made the diyukim about the Nenna case, we called it Pater. Like we were a daik that really said, we learned from our case, from our Mishnah, Shmomino, Zenen, Zen, Lo Chaser, Pater. So then that would be a din of Pater or Chayev.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Not just not Chayev, but actually a din of Pater.
Well, that doesn't mean subsack, that means that there's no Chayev. I don't know if that means that there's a psaka pater. There isn't. That's because if it's go chaser, you're pater. Here, there was no hana. Here, I'm asking different. There was no hana yet. But I think, let me focus on the nekuda. I think that makes it, at first glance, different. There was no hana when there were three walls. So now, it's panim chadashos. There's four walls. It's not that we're opening up the new din Torah that you were pater from. There wasn't enough to work from. There was a psak. Right now, you are entitled to half and not the whole thing. Misafik, that's the psak. You're only getting half. The psak is complete. Here, there isn't enough in the situation to mechayev you. That's not saying you're putter. You just don't have enough of a basis to be chayev. But if there's four walls, you have a basis to be chayev. So what was lacking wasn't a psak of a being putter. Putter just means you didn't get benefit. What I think can help us a lot here, something we said yesterday. What does it mean to pay for being Nana? What did he give you? What does it mean the benefit? What is the benefit? Define the benefit. What is it that you gave you? He gave you the fact that animals aren't coming in? He gave you the fence. See, that makes it better. He gave you a fence. He gave you three fences. You're putter for the three fences. See, if you would go back and say you're paying for the benefit, practical, bottom line benefit of being secure, so there's nothing here, there's no security, now there's security. The fence is just a hechatimsa for that. So what's that? What's kamdina? You just didn't have the security of four walls, so there wasn't anything to make you pay for. Now there's what to make you pay for because now you have the security, now you have the protection. But the answer is you're not paying. The hana is not the security. The animals aren't coming in. What you're paying for is the enclosure that he gave you. That's what we discussed yesterday. That's what you measure by an objective standard of what it means to have security of animals not coming in or whatever. It's what did he give you? He gave you an enclosure. Well, this enclosure started with three walls. You are putter from paying the expenses of the three walls. See, that makes it more proximate to the case in Yevamos. Because you're putter from paying for three walls. Now you want to, comes up the issue of the fourth wall. But wait a second, if the fourth wall now is here, now really you should have to pay for the three walls. Because now there's an enclosure of four walls that has given you benefit. So pay for the enclosure of the three as well. But you are putter from paying for the three walls. He gave you three walls. So the tour was chal on the enclosure. If the tour is chal on the bottom line, trickle-down benefit of what it did, so I understand there's nothing, the whole din Torah meant there was nothing to base it on. You have no reason to be chayiv. Now there's every reason to be chayiv. The din Torah is a new din Torah. But if the din Torah, the basis to be chayiv is to pay for what he gave you, and we want you to pay now for the three walls, not for the security that you have with the four walls, but for the three walls he gave you. But you are putter from paying for the three walls. It's what he gave you is the enclosure that he made the three walls to you. See, that makes it a lot easier to understand. Yeah.
Before the fourth wall was built, what does it mean that he gave him?
I provided you. I spent money for you. Okay, so that's why you're putter, because I don't have to. Those expenses did not provide you. But what I gave you is an enclosure of three walls. But it's not enough to make you chayav. It's not called that you're nem. That three walls is not enough. But you want me to pay for the walls. Okay, it's still not perfect, maybe. But I think there's a lot more to appreciate here. Let's go to the next nafkamina, the ikarinyan that we have to discuss today, right? Third nafkamina, again, this, by the way, there's other pshatim, why machok is when you pay for the first three. But this is Rashi's pshat, the kamdina hadudina connection. Now we have the third pshat. Third pshat has two permutations, but as noted by Rabbeinu Yonah, and we saw it well today, it's not that the Gemara is presenting two different versions, but that in our Gemara we have two gersos that are both stated side by side. But it's either one or the other. But what do they have in common? Let's speak outside. Iba Yisema, the third Mahalach, again, Chia Barav, who says Rabbi Yossi's Vigalanus HaKol is only the Meikanin. And yet the Tanakama also is Mashma that you'd be Chayiv if there'd be a fourth wall built by the Makif. Seemingly. The Gemara says Makif and Nikif Ikavenai. Nafkamina is not about how much you pay, like we said in the first two suggestions, between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, but rather whether there's a chiyuv only for the nikif, because there's more of a svar to say a chayiv, because of the idea that he demonstrated that he's nichalei, goli daitiv nichalei, but by the makif there'd be no chiyuv for the nikif to pay? Or do we say that... Question? Nitana? I had it happen. I'm muted. No wonder. I had it muted. Okay.
You got signed off in the middle. So.
Thank you. Okay, good. Do we say that you only have a chiyuv if the nikif does it, or even if the makif does it? Makif nikif. Now, here you have two ways that they can play out. One of these shitas is a kula, one is a chum. Who is who? So that's where the two gersos play out. Gersus Rashi is what we have second in the Gemara. And that's why Rashi doesn't acknowledge anything but that. That the Gemara is now shifting in terms of one of the things that it was assuming until now. Until now, we were assuming that Rabbi Yossi's Hakol, where he argues is he's coming to be Machmir on top of the Tanakam. Either he's saying in Mechuyev more because it's to make Kanim as opposed to Agar Datira, or because you have to pay for all four walls, not just for the fourth wall. Now it's shifting. Now he's saying Rabbi Yossi holds only Amad Nikif. That's when you're Chayiv, but not Amad Makif. See, he's Kula. Tanakama holds Loshna, Amad Nikif, Oshna, Amad. But what we said until now, that Rabbi Yossi is Loshna, that's changing. This understanding of Rabbi Yossi would be consistent with, of course, which Gemara? Which other Gemara? Bava Kam. Bava Kam. To revisit that in a few minutes. When the Gemara tries to bring in the discussion of Zenon and Zeruchasser, the Gemara's Medaik from Rabbi Yossi, that only Amad Nikif, but Amad Makif you would be Potter, so it seems to be a Raya that Zenon and Zeruchasser would be Potter. The Gemara's Docha the Raya with the Svar, the Gemara says we'll come back to that. But that's the Gemara's assumption. That's exactly, according to Rashi, what you have here in the last who came to the Gemara. The alternative way to learn. The Gersa of the Gaonim, Rabbi Yonah quotes, that's what we have initially, is that no, it's the opposite. The one who's Meiko continues to be the Tanakam. The one who's Machmir is Rabbi Yossi. Until now, Rabbi Yossi's being Machmir had to do with cost. How much do you pay for all four, or only for one? The Meikanim versus Aganatira. Now it goes in a different direction. They're all agreeing that you pay the Meikanim. But the question is, do you have to pay if it's Amad Makif or only Amad Nikif? The Tanakama says, now how do you read in Tanakama? It's a little bit more, Rabbi Yonah points out, it's not as so clear in the Russian. What's the deal of the Tanakama? He says, God, that was the Shlishi, is Imachayvin also. So what does it sound like? But if if the makiv does the revius, mechayv. Sounds like the Tanna Kamma clearly holds amad makiv is chayv, the nikiv is chayv. So how do you read it into the diuk? It says Rabbeinu Yonah, have to fetch it in a little bit. He says that the Tanna Kamma says if the makiv did three, ein mechayvin, to imply that if somebody does the fourth, who? Nikiv, then it'll be a chayv, but not the makiv. That's why he stops short after three, because it leaves open the possibility for there to become a chiyuv on the nikif should there be an enclosure on the fourth done by the nikif, a nikif only. So that's what the Tanna Kamma would be saying. Tanna Kamma would hold that the only time there's a chiyuv if there's a fourth wall built is if it's by the nikif. Rabbi Yossi says, im amad, that means to say it could be anybody. The nikif and the makif. So it comes out, Rabbi Yossi consistently is l'chumra. If you learn pshat like this, in the Gemara, if that's the girsa ga'onim, then of course the sugya bava kama and the sugya in bava basu dav dalin and beis are totally different sugyas. They're learning pshat differently. We're just doing now the cheshbon. We'll get soon to the more cheshbonis. But just somewhere at this outside. Now, just push it. Why could Rashi not have imagined learning that way, the girsa of the ga'onim? Obviously, why? Because Rashi's girsa, as we saw in Mashal, points out, it's clear from Rashi, the girsa of Rabbi Yossi is amad nikif. So you can't put into Rabbi Yossi that his argument in Tanna Kamma is to add amad makif, Tanna Kamma is only amad nikif. Rabbi Yossi's words are amad nikif. So the only reason why it's even possible to learn such a pshat, that the one who's machmir is Rabbi Yossi, and he's adding amad makif, is if you don't have the word nikif in Rabbi Yossi. Pashut. So Rashi had no wiggle room here. If you don't have the words Amad Nikif in Rabbi Yossi, then you can start playing with this idea that the Tanna Kamma is only implying that there could be potentially be a chiyuv if the fourth wall would be built by the Nikif. But Rabbi Yossi's point is, even if the Makif does it, Im Amad, who I did, anyone, anybody. But if the Gira says Amad Nikif, you can't make Rabbi Yossi holding the Makif and the Tanna Kamma is not that way. If Rav Yossi's words are amad nikif, so Rashi, because his gear says what it is, obviously has to learn that the Gemara here is going the other direction. Rav Yossi is a kula; he's limiting it to amad nikif. Okay, now the svaras. Yeah.
I thought, didn't we just say in the beginning of the Gemara, like the whole entire up until the very end, is that even though the Mishnah says amad nikif, even if it says amad nikif, loshna. So
that's right, but that's what changes. That's what's changing. In other words,
Rabbi just said that Rashi had to learn that.
Because you can't make the machlokas be about that Yossi's adding amad makif if the words are amad nikif. That's the given.
When we're not discussing the machlokas, though, then we're allowed to say loshna, even if it says nikif.
Right, if the machlokas could be about cost, then how much the cost? Then you could say it's loshna. But if you want to make the machlokas about who's amad, so they can't take the words amad nikif and say Rav Yossi's coming to say even amad makif.
That's what I figured out.
Yeah. Now, there's something behind this. Rabbeinu Yonah lets us in on a secret. Something is a word or two in the girsa with the brackets, but let me speak it outside. The Gaonim are coming from another angle as well, which is what he asks as Akasha and Rashi, and we're going to have to figure out what to answer. And that's what leads them to say what they say in interpreting this third Shana Gemara the way they do. That the Machokis Makif and Nikif is Rabbi Yossi is the one who's adding Amad Makif, and the Tanna Kamma is the one who's saying Amad Nikif. And why is that? Whoever holds Amad Makif is Pater. Right? Right now, whichever Pshat you're going to say. What's the Svara? What Amad Makif is Pater? What could be the Svara? What do we know to work with? What do we have to work with all the information we so far had over 2 days? Do we have it? What? No. I'm asking not why you chai, why you pater. Amad Makif pater. You're asking the wrong question. I can ask in a second your question. What is the reason why Amad Makif is pater? What do we have to work with? What do we have?
If you have Tosfos, it says that if someone does something, you're pater.
Two possible answers to the question. Ask again. Amad Makif, and now he did the fourth wall. Why should Nikif not have to pay? There are two answers to this question, and you should know the answers. You should know we have an answer. We know where to look. Where would I look to find an answer? Where would I look to find not a Gemara? Where would I look? Not in a Gemara. Not in this Gemara. In Bava Kamma Daf Chaf from the base. What does the Gemara say? What, the Gemara is Medaik in Rabbi Yossi, but I'm asking you now for anybody, right? Whoever is going to hold Amen Makid is Pater, what could be the basis for that? Why not? Why? Is he not Nana? He's Nana, right? So what's the answer? The Gemara is Medaik. But the Gemara thinks it's Rabbi Yossi who holds this way, right? The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi holds Amad Nikif is Chayiv, Amad Makiv is Pater. So it's a Raya that what, says the Gemara, to prove what? Zen Nana, Zelu Chasr is Pater. So that's obviously one way to understand why Amad Makiv is Pater, whether it's Rabbi Yossi or the Chachamim, say what you want, Tanakama, but it's Zen Nana, Zelu Chasr is Pater. Right? That's one possibility. The Gemara has a dichling, which says, no, not a right. Really, Zenem Zel Chasser is Chayiv. So why is Amen Makid Pater, says the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? Go back at the Gemara. Shiny Hassan, what's the Gemara say in Bava Kama? That he'll say, what? What does he say? To me, I don't need any of this. I could have done well with what? With a shomer, Rashi says, coach him, just put some thorns up. Lashna Gemara. Time it down, Nikir, for Maki Potter, Shani, Zemir, Chasa Potter. Shiny Yasam, the Omar, Leg, Disagli, Benatir, Bazuza. I could just use, Rashi learns here, means coach him, I just use a little something. Cost me nothing, just a little, that's in therefore, that's why a Potter. Two Svaris. Possibly why Amad Makiv is Pater. Now I'm going to ask you on both Svaris a very simple question. All of this is why a Pater, if it's Amad who? Amad Makiv. Either Zena Zel Chasa Pater or the Svar. But yet, what would be the halacha if the fourth wall was built by the Nikif? Amad Nikif? Then what's the halacha? Chayiv. Why? What changed? What happened to these two Svaris? So the answer is, what's the difference about Amad Nikif? He's Megaladas. He's Megaladas, that's different. Now let's explain well what that means. One by one. So if the Svara is Zenem Zul Chaser Pater, so apparently, not so simple. Apparently, if it's Gilidas, then it changes. So, not hard to know exactly why, but Tosis points it out over there in Bava Kama. Tosis asks, Dibrasla Taima de Nikif Amakif Pater. The Imtomar, Tosis there in Bava Kama, I don't know if I gave it to you or not, but in the Imtomar, the E Zen Nenev Zel Chasapatur Afilu Amad Nikif Nami, Akasha. Why is it different? The Yeshlomar, the shiny Amad Nikif, the Goli Daite the Nichale Behutsa. The Lo Dami, Ludor Bechatsachavero, the Lo Goli Daite Elabachina. In other words, the guy who lives in the other guy's chatser, he only showed that he's interested in being there if he does have to pay, but there's no indication that he's willing to pay for something just because he's living there overnight. So therefore, Nenazen Nenav Zel Chaser could be Pater. But Amad Nikif is different because he shows that he's willing to spend money. It's interesting, Svara. What exactly does that mean? It's not a Svara about Nikif per se. It's a Svara in general, comes out, right? The world called Zenav Zel Chaser, which is not our sugya, but just to know, we have to know a bit pshat here. Zen Nenav Zel Chaser, even if we assume it's Pater, but if this person who's Nana, even though it's not coming at the expense of the other guy who's providing the Anah, has demonstrated he's willing to pay for what he's getting for his Anah, then we no longer give him that benefit, you don't give him that rule of Zen Zel Chaser Pater. That's what it comes out. Exactly, why not? I can say something, I'm not perfect, but just a little bit to think about. Zen Nenav Zel Chaser Pater means I have a right to take this Hana. It's not coming at your expense. What do I have to pay for Nen? What right do I have to have this Hana, to get this Hana from you? I have to give you something for it. I have no right to take it without giving. No taking without giving. But Zel Chaser, Tosis calls him Daf Yubeis, Kofen Amidas Stone. Like, what is it? This guy doesn't cost him anything, so why can't the guy have? So at least have, if I took it already, I have a right to hold on to that without paying for it. Could be L'chatchila, Tosis says, I can stop him from coming L'chatchila in. But if I'm there, I have a right to have that Hana, to keep that Hana, not to have to pay for the Hana. L'chaser. So if I, to the extent I have a right to take that or not, I don't have to pay for it. If I don't have a right to it, then I have to pay for it. Comes Goli Daita says, but if I show that I'm willing to pay for something, then I don't have a right to have it without paying, because I paid for it ordinarily. Okay, so something of a slurry here, just trying to give a little more of an explanation. Goli Daita means that it doesn't entitle me. I'm entitled to the extent that I wouldn't pay for it otherwise, or I haven't shown that I would. Then I'm entitled because it's Lo Chaser. Nena means I'm not entitled unless I pay. Lo Chaser means I am entitled. It doesn't cost you anything. But if I'm willing to pay for it on my own, then I'm not ordinarily entitled. I pay for it anyway. Okay, that's if you go with the Svara of Zen, that wise market potter, Zen Nena is a Lo Chaser. But Amad Nikif is different. Why? Goli Daita. Let's go with the other Svara. What's the other svara? Really, Zen of Zel Chaser is Chayiv. So why is Amad Makid Pater? So what's the Gemara's answer? Because he'll say, I don't need to, it's enough to have a token thorn bush. I don't need anything. I don't have to pay. Okay, so now answer very simply. So why is Amad Nikif different? Pashit. Why is Amad Nikif Chayiv? Because obviously it's not true. It undermines his whole claim. Obviously he's paying for the fourth book. Now comes the Kasha, Rabbeinu Yonah asks on Rashi. An unbelievable Kasha. And this is where the Gaonim, he says, why they couldn't, they felt that the Girsa had to be their way, that the Amad, the one who holds Amad Makif Patur, has to be Rabbi Yossi. The Gaonim. The one who holds Amad Makif is Patur, has to be the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi is adding Amad Makif, as opposed to Rashi. Why? Three walls were built. From what material? What happened here? I guess I lost it. Three walls were built from what material? Vio Gaza, stone. Sorry, I don't know why they got it.
I know.
Okay, so the fourth wall was built by the Nikif from what? From stone, right? Now, Chiya Barav says, B'das Rav Yossi, that Megalgen of a Sakol means what? Means, what does he pay? Make kind of his own. Why does he pay to make kind of his own? Rashi says, because he says, as far as I'm concerned, that's good enough. If it's Amad Nikif and he built stone, what is he showing? That he wants stone. So how can you say, B'das Rav Yossi, hear well, that Yechayiv only by Amad Nikif, not by Amad Makif? Why not by Amad Makif? Why not? So we have the Svara at Bava Kama, because either Zen is El Chaser is Pater, or because he'll say, L'didi Shav, Tzagi Ibn Tira Bar Zuzah. So okay, so let's go that Svara. And now you're telling me, if it's Amad Nikif, you are Chayiv. And what do you have to pay only? According to Chiya Barav? Only Mekanim. Why? You're Megal Das, you want Avanim. Now, what we go, that's a problem on Rashi. The Gaonim don't have the problem. Why? It's a carefully. According to the Gaonim, who is it that holds that only Amad Nikiv is Chayiv and not Amad Makiv? Who is it? Who is it? Tanakam. Chiya Barav was speaking about who? About Shitas? Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Yechayiv, both Amad Nikif and Amad Makif. Okay, and then what you pay is how much? Mekanim. Fine. And the Tanakama, who holds that you're pater by Amad Makif. And why are you pater? Let's say because he'll say, I don't need anything. I give just a token of it. Okay, and Amad Nikif is Chayiv. And how much do you have to pay when time to come up by Yama Nikif? How much? Avon. No problem. The Gaonim have a benefit here. This Kasha is not a... This is a Rabbeinu Yonah's... You can see inside if we were or not, but this is what you have to deal with Rabbeinu Yonah. Chora, the Gaonim have a Mardika Kasha here. That's on Rashi, that's the problem. Of course you have to say it the other way around. You have to say that the Tanakhama is the one who says Amad Nikif is Chayev and Amad Makiv is Pater, because Amad Nikif is Chayev Avanim. And Chiyav Arav said B'das Rabbi Yossi that Megalov Zakol means to make Hanan. But how could that be? How could Rabbi Yossi say that if an Amad Nikif only, where he's Megala Das on Avanim, that he has to pay with to make Hanan? How do you square that? If the reason why Amad Makiv is Pater is because he'll say, like the Marba Vakama says, because he's in of the Chasid Pater, or because I can suffice with yes. But you're Megala Das on Avanim, so of course he should pay Avanim. I ask Rabbi Yossi, so what's the Marba Vakama? How could the Gemara Bava Kama say that Rabbi Yossi is only Mechai by Amad Nikif and not Amad Makif? So the answer is, Gemara Bava Kama holds like who of our Gemara?
Rav Huna.
Like Rav Huna! That the Chiyuv of Rabbi Yossi of Akol is Tefifa Shagada. So that's fine. But our Gemara, if you go like Rashi, you have a problem. This is where it really comes together. The Gemara Bava Kama, the Gemara here, something has to give. Chayra, if the last teretz of the Gemara of Makif and Nikif Ikav Einayu would be like Rashi. Rashi learns that Rabbi Yossi is Lekula. He's only Mechayv and Amad Nikif and not Amad Makif. And the Svara, why he's not Makif is going to be Pater, is either because of Zenan Zohar Chasev Pater or because of Lididi Sagri Benatir Vazuzah, the Gemara Bava Kama. So now, but in a case of Amad Nikif, we are Chayev, he's Megala Das on what he made. He made Avonin. So how could Chiyuv Barav say in Rabbi Yossi he only pays to make Kan and Bezol? If you're only Chayev by Gilui Das, and the Gilui Das was Avonin, then you should have to pay Avonin. So the Gemara Bava Kama will have to learn that Rabbi Yossi holds he paid to make Avonin, like Rav Huna in our Gemara, not like Chiyuv Barav. But our Gemara says, Makif Nikif Ika Benayel for Chiyuv Barav. So the Gaonim say, it must be that the Gemara means in the opposite direction for Chiyuv Barav. The Makif and Nikav Yigav Benayim means the one that's Mechayiv just for the Nikav and not the Makif is the Tanakama. For the Tanakama, Amad Nikav pays Dnei Avonim. Gili Dasan Avonim pays Avonim. Rav Yossi's argument is L'chumra, just like the other kindness that precede it. Rav Yossi says, Bein Amad Nikav, Bein Amad Makif Yechayiv. And what do you pay? You pay to make Hanan. So it comes that even though Rabbi Yossi is machmir insofar as even being mechayev amad makif, but in the case of amad nikif, Rabbi Yossi would come out ukula. That he'd be paying for Rabbi Yossi would be mekanim chiyuv barav, but for the Tanakama, the amad nikif case would be avon. That's what comes out according to the Girsas HaGaonim. We didn't do anything inside yet, but this is the outside of Rabbeinu Yonah that you worked on today, I'm sure, right? Mm-hmm. Does it begin to come together? Okay, so this is what you have to think about. Each of you read it inside, but I want to leave a little time. But this is the cheshbon. And the question, of course, to leave you sweating for a few days on is, what about Rashi? What about Rashi? What's the answer for Rashi? You have an answer already. Okay, good.
He's not, the Gilui Das there is not that he's willing to spend the money on four walls of stone.
But he built a fourth wall of stone. Goats, what do you mean?
He had a certain amount of money. Now that he didn't have to spend...
Say better. You're on a good right. You're on a good track. Say better.
Three God down to the fourth wall. Not the fourth.
Say better. The Shita says it. He answers it. Tosa Sarash and the Shita.
The other three walls are already there.
Oh, He wants to match what he has. It's not the etzem that he wants to fund him. The three are fund him, so he has to match. Maybe it doesn't fit so well, right? Aesthetics, I don't know. That's what Tosa Rush says in Shidim HaKovetz. He wants to match the other three. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the etzem, so he could screw it to make it. It could be that's a way out. Maybe we'll have another pshat as well to say for this. We'll have to see.
I think that pshat's better. Okay.
What are you saying?
He has $100 left. He has $100 that he's willing to put into the wall.
Yeah.
So, and let's say to make Hanim would cost 25 for each of the walls. But if you wanted to build everything,
You can't have three walls of stone and one of kind of. Okay, same thing then. Okay, fine, good. Do you want to do a little bit of chumash? Do you want to do a little bit of maybe chumash do tomorrow?